5. Staying Slim. Section A. Dialogue.
Eating again, Mayumi? You're getting to be a real junk food junkie these days.
Yes, I have a sweet tooth, I know.
So have I. I have to watch my waistline, but you never seem to put on weight. What's your secret?
Well, since I took up sports, I don't need to cut down on calories so much. I put in an hour a day playing tennis, and I jog, too.
That's great! Maybe I should do the same.
Section D. Substitution Exercise.
What's this, Charlie? Buying chocolates? I thought you had to watch your waistline. You told me last week you were cutting down on candy.
Oh, hi, Marlene. No, these are for my wife. It's her birthday tomorrow. She has a sweet tooth. However, she never really seems to put on weight.
Really? What's the secret?
She puts in an hour a day swimming or jogging. In fact, she's getting to be a sports junkie.
Great. I should take up sports myself. Either that or stop eating all this junk food.
Don't worry. You look slim enough to me.
Thanks.
Time out. As happy as a dog with two tails. On my travels, I've noticed an important difference between native speakers of English and speakers of other languages. It seems that often people in English-speaking countries expect foreigners to be able to speak English. They get a little annoyed when foreigners can't. Speakers of other languages, however, are often very happy when a traveler speaks their language, even if it's only a few phrases. Which brings us to the idiom, as happy as a dog with two tails. When a dog is happy, it wags its tail. And if it had two tails to wag, it would be very happy. In the picture, the traveler abroad is surrounded by the locals. They're all very happy because he's speaking their own language to them. Even the dogs in the crowd are happy. Their tails are wagging furiously. The locals? Well, they're all as happy as a dog with two tails. Let me give you another example. How would you feel if you passed your driving test? As happy as a dog with two tails.